Podcasting like we mean it, even if it doesn't show. This is episode 86 of the Red Boy Podcast, featuring me, Absolute Amy.
The Tripod Network, what's on?
Making good on our promise to suck less every day. These stupid wires, damn it!
I would like to give Red Boy and Absolute Amy a billion stars.
Podcasting from the dining room in the cornfields of central Illinois.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Welcome, Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
What I want.
That's right, you do, baby.
You, ooh, ooh.
Amy, what do I tell you? They don't like you when we sing, Amy. Don't anger the natives.
quit playing
those jazzy, catchy
oldies.
Welcome to Oldies at the Red Boy Podcast.
You know what I think about when I hear this song now?
What?
The Wedding Singer when they're trying the cake.
You make Amy. You do it, baby.
You, ooh, ooh.
Poor Oates. Nobody ever liked Oates. There's always Daryl Hall and Fuzzy Head Oates. I mean, did Oates ever have a single? I mean,
I think after they broke up, he did.
Yeah, but nobody ever listened to it, so that's a problem. Well, hey, kids. Welcome to Red Boy Podcast, episode number 86. Kicking it here on the boulevard of the cornfields of central Illinois. How are you, Amy? With your A shirt on tonight?
Yes. I feel quite like Laverne.
Oh, I don't
from
have
Laverne
the perfect sound effect
Shirley.
For the A. Yes, you do. You do kind of have the Laverne look going down.
Oh, with the shirt.
Going on. Sorry, going on.
Because I've got the A.
Babe, I don't have the Ahoo!
I have the monogram t-shirt that
rhinestone.
Went out. The rhinestone that
like
went out
rhinestone.
Like, what, a couple years ago Man. Now?
I wish you would tell me about these things ahead of time. I could have had Roundstone Cowboy or a hole cut.
You know, but...
You don't prepare me well enough, Amy.
I'm like, wow, I need a t-shirt. I need a t-shirt that has longer sleeves today.
It is getting chilly here in the cornfields,
kids. Except
it's
going to heat back up the next 3 days.
Well, not heat up. It's going
to
get a little
warm.
Up to
the 80s.
Well, that's not hot, though.
It's air conditioning for me.
For Amy. Amy has a very narrow temperature gradient she can live within. You know, it's like 76 to 76.
I like, well, sometimes.
I'm hot. Turn down. I'm cold. Turn it up. Give her a blanket. Did you get the thing from SkyMall, that little personal air conditioner thing? That'd be good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Amy. So, yeah, we've been busy here in the cornfields. Oh, thank you to Borderline. That was Lynn saying, giving us a billion points, or stars, I guess. They reviewed they've reviewed the Saugatuck Sunset.
Did they?
One of our favorite beverages here in the Red Boy household. And there was a mixed review.
I really like it if it has to be absolutely mixed perfectly.
Yeah. And then chilled. But their thing is, and they make good point, absolute, because it has absolute mandarin, not cheap.
No.
Yeah, it's not for the poor kids in the house. Yeah. So, but they had an idea. Take cheap vodka. Take cheap vodka and pour a little like mandarin oranges juice, that mandarin oranges.
Hey, that could be great. You could actually put one
like ferment our own. I don't know. That was Lynn's idea.
My eyes are going all goofy on me.
Great.
I'm tired.
You are tired. We are tired. We've been late night kids. So what can we say? It's all that folding you've been doing for those kindergarten projects. Do you have your folding done for the night?
My folding, I got the first part done. I have to email.
Amy's volunteer work for kindergarten.
Yeah.
You have more homework than Luke does, yeah. I think.
This is the way I fold the papers. Then I stapled them.
But you went to a cooking thing today with Maggie, right?
Yeah, I went to the international...
That was kindergarten related. I don't know.
There was an international women's group, and they were having a Chinese cooking demonstration that...
All I got out of it was I think you said that she cooked better Chinese than I do.
Well, she's Chinese, the woman who cooked it.
You're American, and you don't cook very good American food.
I don't cook very good any food.
You cook bad Italian food. You burn bread.
I do not cook bad Italian food. How can you cook bad Italian food?
How many times have you burned Italian bread?
Like a couple times.
How many times have you tried?
What is wrong with my eye?
Well, this is a podcast, not a video cast, so you're okay.
I know, but it's like going all goofy on me, and it's weird.
Well, once again, we've had a busy week.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to go in reverse order. I want to say the best for last.
What are we doing?
I tried to buy...
Great plant deals.
Okay, not literally down to bottom, but...
And then sure. The next point is, okay. We're reading this backwards. If I went Amy, mega mix submission.
This is more of a guideline. This isn't.
Well, you said we're going to start from the bottom, Amy, to the bottom of the page.
This is not a teleprompter, okay? Okay, landscape work. Yes, we tore all the front landscape work out.
And a little help from Little Red.
And I got a big old blister on my hand because I'm a burly man and I didn't wear gloves.
Well, and you have gloves.
I have two pairs of gloves, as a matter of fact.
Oh, did you find one of the gloves?
Yeah. Oh. I have your gloves that I stole, and I couldn't find mine, and I bought some of my own.
Well, yeah, if you wear my gloves, they are pretty girly.
No, they aren't girly. They're just small. They're SM all small.
They have some flowers on them or something?
No. Luke's has the little bugs on them, but anyway, okay. So I got wounded doing that. But Mr. C took me out plant shop, and we got some great fall deals. If you want to landscape, kids, go out in the fall. We say,
we get some great fall deals. Man, you sound like me when I go to Kohl's.
I've never haggled on a plant at a plant store. I just like, hey, is that on sale? I'll knock $40 off. So that was a heck of a deal. Now Maggie's little tree. So there you go.
So when are we getting all the plants?
Saturday, baby.
You guys are going and picking them up?
Digging holes and sticking them in the ground.
After soccer practice? Soccer game. The big game, folks.
Yes, last soccer game. Not so good. Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
He skips around the ball and doesn't go after the ball.
They're 5 and 6 year olds out there. They're kindergartners.
I finally understood how parents go crazy during sporting events with their
children. It was absolutely hysterical.
It was the bad news
bears.
They lost 20-3.
I have no idea.
They got schooled.
All I can tell you is...
I felt like Len was coaching them, okay?
Our little team was out there and they would kick the ball and then they run away from it.
Yeah.
Then the other team would go score.
And then it's like, or one guy would be playing, it's because they do a 3-on-3 at his age. So okay. One guy would be going after the ball. The other two would be looking at the planes or something.
Luke would be skipping.
I'm like, Amy, no wonder they're
Luke's
scoring.
Luke's skipping. Then there was another little boy who decided that he was just going to play Star Wars. So he was shooting everybody out on the field. And then it was hot.
As you can imagine, not effective in soccer. Yeah,
but the best.
Who was the one that kept trying to touch the ball? Oh, you're getting it? I'm just going to grab it. He just kneeled down and grabbed the ball.
And then the other thing was so funny is then about halfway through, they were all getting hot.
Yeah.
Luke's looking at him going, I'm hot. One little boy goes, I'm tired. And I think that he's related to the coach. I think it's his nephew. I'm thinking, I don't want to play anymore.
The one kid on the other team went over and sat with his dad and mom next to us. Yeah, he just gave up.
Yeah, one quit. And then, actually on the other team, then one little boy, then we know they're the dad and mom. They got there. He's all ready.
About 5 minutes later.
Yeah, they left. We're going home. He's not playing. Yeah. It's very traumatic.
I forgot to list soccer on here. So, yes, we did.
But
soccer.
I will tell you, it was a lot of fun, except it was so hot. And Maggie ran off the sidelines. All of our players were running away from the ball. No, Maggie was running right at the ball, went onto the field 2 times.
Till she got hot and mad. You had to take
and
her
she
home.
Got hot and mad. And it's going to be another hot Saturday, except we have the 8:30. We have the early.
Oh, no, do we really? Oh, thanks for warning me.
I think I might actually, on that note, since it's the early one. And since I've been doing so well on my Weight Watchers diet, that I might stop and get a Starbucks on the way to the game.
Okay. So, yes, there were soccer kids.
It was fun.
It was soccer.
So what else are we going
to
talk about?
Well, I want to buy. I have not. I'm researching. I love Mythbusters. You know what? Let's do our earworm real quick. The earworm is brought to you by... Well, technically, it's brought to you by... Yeah, those guys. I'm drawing a total blank. Extra points. Not okay. Extra points. No, not mm-hmm. extra points. Extra Life. Extra Life Radio.
There you go.
Brought to my attention by Steve from For What It's Worth. And I have the volume turned down, so nobody heard that. How about we try it with some volume, kids? Doesn't that just... Trust me, you listened to it a few times. Actually, it's on YouTube, and I'll put a link in the show notes just like everybody else did, but... I'm totally just stealing from other podcasts at this point. There's these five, like, Japanese guys in their underwear with fig leaves over their wee-wees, and they go... And at the end of this podcast, we're going to play the entire song. Oh, but at least it's a podcast, so you can turn
it off. Wow, I can't wait.
That's what you call filler.
Anyway, no one would mind if I sang over that one, though.
But I want to buy airline seats. As you can tell, Amy loves this idea. I was watching Mythbusters, and they have a twin set of first-class airline seats. It's like a place to sit. So why not have it in the living room? You know, they have the footrests and stuff, and you have, like, airline seats, and you have a tray table and everything. I thought it was the greatest idea. You thought I was a complete idiot. I think it's a great idea.
We're not doing that. I told you could get them if you want, and they will be in the basement. No, that's where they'll be.
Living room.
No.
I'm the man of the house.
Well, that's fine, but...
That will be your
you
punishment.
You can go ahead and do that, but the thing about it is...
But Amy,
you know that it will not happen.
I know you won't.
Oh, did we put on there about the new show that we want to watch? Which I think we already missed this week.
Yes, we already mentioned it.
Okay. Because, see, that was the whole argument.
The reason you don't like the chairs, they don't have advanced toasting technology, do they? We had to buy a new... Yeah, we kind of had to buy a new toaster.
We had, like... Okay.
We had a really fancy...
The third appliance now.
What's the first one?
The vacuum. Oh, and then, yeah. then the microwave. And then... Just because of sheer absolute annoyance, because the toaster has gotten old and it has served its duty.
It had like a supposedly fancy toaster. It didn't have like the little button, the little arm you push down and it pops up. You just like drop it in.
It has a sensor.
A magic sensor. Well, the sensor, not so much sensing anymore.
So you had to like kind of like strategically toss the bread in.
You put it in and out.
And then you'd be doing these little tricks. You'd be going... Boing.
But okay, then to come back up, too, it didn't just pop up. It would slowly rise. Well, it'd get stuck or hung up and electrocute yourself. So we bought a new toaster. But on the box, it said, it's an Oyster or what else.
Now with advanced toasting technology.
With advanced, yeah. I'm like, what the hell is advanced toasting technology?
Well, it is advanced, it doesn't, man.
How's the waffle mode work?
It's awesome.
Where it thaws it, then toasts it.
You push the waffle button?
And do you push a frozen button, too?
No.
Oh, you're supposed to push a frozen button. Supposed to thaw it, then toast.
Doesn't matter. And I even tried out the warming button.
Was your toast cold?
Well, because, see, Luke likes his waffles blonde.
So you just did it in the warm mode?
No, so I did it in the waffle mode on the low setting.
I think the same affected it when it was on waffle.
No, yes, you, yeah.
No, it says when you use those buttons, it doesn't use them.
Yes, it does, Matt.
Yeah, I can't prove it because I threw the instructions away like any good male would have done.
I will show you, and we can do this on some bread. I'm not going to waste waffles. Some white bread we'll use.
We'll go their entire loaf of bread. So, test driving our waffles.
It does. And so, because one day it got too dark because I had it set on 6, right in the middle. So I had to turn it down to 2.
Those new appliances, you know, they're hot. Just like a microwave, it's hot. And this is stainless steel.
So then it was pretty good, but it was just not quite warm enough, so I just hit the warming button.
Ooh.
They were perfect.
Although I've realized I don't think our stainless steel is real stainless steel.
No, since it's...
Because magnets don't stick to stainless steel.
Well,
I think it's
in our house they do.
I think it's brushed metal, but I'm going to tell...
Who cares? Okay, now what are we going to move on to now? The Select a Gift program?
Yeah, let's touch on that real quick, and then I want to get to the big issue of the week. The selected our my company, easy for me to say. My company offers a program where you go online, and there's a lot of employees.
You pick your Christmas present.
You pick your Christmas present
or your holiday gift.
Your holiday, yeah, sorry, yes, holiday gift. Your December 25th gift.
Well, or no, because we'll get it much further.
Well, yeah, but yeah, because they don't do it now. We'll get like next month. But there really wasn't anything we needed. So Amy saw the Santa.
I hope my dad's not listening.
He won't listen. And Amy goes, because we usually get her dad a Santa. Let's get that for my dad.
I know that's terrible.
And we looked up the retail value, as Amy often does.
No, but that's what I get him. And I'm sitting there going.
But that's not what I get me. I work 365 days a year for a Santa I'm giving away. But it worked out because what are we doing?
Who cares about your stupid thing you got for your computer?
Because that's what I got. I guess
you're like, well, I'll just say that this was my select gift, da, 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 and we'll do this. And I'm like, great. Who cares? You've already bought it.
So, yes.
No. So, what do you people think about that? Do others of
is it
you
wrong
out there?
To, is it wrong to take your company gift and re-gift it? According to my friends at work, no. There's other people I know. It's like, oh, it's time to pick up my mother-in-law's gift, so.
No, but it's really a nice present.
And honestly, there was not anything
and
that I wanted.
And my family, my side of the family, I'm done Christmas shopping for them now.
But there wasn't anything we wanted out of there.
No,
there
really wasn't. Yeah. Except for maybe the radio. The storm radio.
Yeah, we probably could have done
pick
that.
One of those up.
But we didn't, so.
So, next tornado. Well.
Next tornado?
At least my dad will have his new Santa.
Dad, I hope you enjoyed the Santa. My house is gone because I didn't get warned.
Holy crap.
Okay. This is the conversation of the week. I mean, of the moment.
You're making my head hurt.
And we need voters. We need people. Not really vote. Just submit. Let us know.
Oh, we're just going to do it.
We are probably going to do it, but encourage us to believe it's the wise way.
It's not.
No, it's not, but.
We don't. All of
Disney
our...
or carpet? You be the judge. Judge me, yet you be judged, or let you be judged.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I want to ask the, you know, because I'm sure there's some more fiscally responsible.
Describe the scenario, Matt.
We have money coming back in the taxes that we know we're getting because it's carryover from last year. So we can either A, keep it and buy carpet and do a couple small things around the house, or B, go to Disney in December.
Yeah.
We're thinking Disney in December.
I know.
I'm sure there's more fiscally responsible individuals who'd say, save it or get the carpet, invest, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I don't want to invest in anything anyway, so.
So we're kind of saying, let's do Disney. And what was your morbid example tonight, Amy? If something happens to one of us next year.
I don't want to say, I wish we would have gone on that trip. At least if something happens, we'd say, at least we had that last vacation.
At least
vacation.
We had that last vacation with Matt before he got hit by the bus.
No, it could be me. You never know.
It'd probably be me, my luck.
Well, I'm at home now. And
so what would you do? If you had enough money to go to Disney
or
get carpet, what?
We have a friend who always said, we've tested this scenario.
What?
Okay, you know, like people, oh, I'm going to buy this carpet or I'm going to get this, you know, new couch or whatever. And they don't go on vacation ever. So one of our friends said, you know what? He's like, we never had a new couch. We never had anything new, but we went on vacation every year.
Yep.
And that's what I remember growing up.
Well, my aunt said when she was 6 years old, she remembers the vacation they went on. She goes, I don't even remember if we even had carpet. So, see? So let us know. Should we do Disney or vacation?
I think we're probably going to do it.
Probably. So with that.
Let's go for it.
Hey, let's talk about Disney.
Are you a Disney fan? Then you won't want to miss the Let's Talk About Disney podcast.
Hi, I'm Mike.
And I'm Jana.
Come join us and let's talk about Disney.
Whether it's Disney parks, Disney movies, vacation planning, Mike and Jana will talk about it all.
Welcome to the Magic Kingdom.
Jana is a certified Disney vacation planner, so she has the inside secrets to make your Disney vacation a snap.
Gorge.
Mike and Jana also give you tips on traveling with children, things to do on vacation at our favorite Mouse's house, and much more.
We welcome you aboard our Highway in the Sky and hope you enjoy the Magic Kingdom.
Don't miss this unofficial inside Disney podcast. Mike and Jana would also like to share with you recent vacation reports, including yours. Have you got questions? Well, you can email them directly and they'll answer them right on the show. So go now to letstalkaboutdisney.com and subscribe to the podcast. Letstalkaboutdisney.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
earlier today, party princess turned pop star Paris Hilton became so full of herself during an interview that she actually exploded.
Yes, let's talk about the CD.
My CD is so, like, good.
Yes.
That some people cry.
Yes.
When they hear it.
I see.
Or even vomit.
Yes.
Some of my friends are vomiting right now.
Oh, dear.
However, she was quickly able to buy her way out of hell and is now said to be working on a new novel, tentatively entitled Afterlife's a Party 2, Only Hotter. More stupid but true news after this.
If you show me real love, baby, I'll show you mine.
Hey, I got to turn the mics back on, don't I? Hey, how about that?
Wow, that was long.
Because you've heard all of it before, because I previewed this like 1,000 times for you. So, but Mike and Jana are the reason that we go to Disney, because they keep reminding us of how much we miss it.
I love it.
And Jana, you know what? Jana is a certified mouse junkie and will get you a great deal, which is part of why we can't not go. So
I know.
It's such a good deal.
Well, and you know,
the airfare
looking
is what kills
back
us. The airfare.
At our last trip that we went on. Down there,
yeah.
Which was
the big issue I think we're having, Amy, is
that we'll have gone twice in a year.
Yeah, if it was that's why we're trying to go to January, because then we could claim once a year. This way, we're saying twice in a year. With that much money, we could have put like solid like Egyptian marble floors in the living room.
I know.
Instead,
that's
we're putting solid Egyptian marble floor.
We just went, and that's why.
But we may never go again.
We will too.
We're gonna be poor forever.
Well, we are gonna be poor.
But anyway, maybe we're not. Just poor old podcasters. You know what? We're poor, Amy, because we have a lot of injuries around our house.
Oh, jeez.
And we have weird injuries in our house. Okay. Well, we started.
Where are we at the notes?
We had a few weeks ago. I dropped the flashlight on my foot. Right.
Yep.
The mag flashlight damn near broke my
oh,
foot.
Oh, you're gonna talk about me.
Then I get this call from Amy at work, and I love calls from Amy at work. I need to just start documenting why you
Which
call me.
Which call?
Because, let's see, you've called me about a hot pocket. You've called me about things that you can't find, then find like 2 seconds after you call me.
Hot pocket.
Then she calls me. I fell up the stairs.
I fall all the time.
No, up the stairs, not down.
I did. I fell up the stairs and I hurt my shoulder.
I told a coworker that. He laughed. He said, did you say up? I said, yes, I did. And she hurt her shoulder.
Because I was holding Maggie and I was trying to
blame the baby.
No, I was overcompensating not to drop her. And I used my, like, I don't know, but I hurt my shoulder. Stop it. You're going to get it. I'm going to smack you.
Okay. So then Red Boy being the helpful man.
Oh,
right,
being
the
worst. You could get the worst.
I'm going to get some kind of like citation
something.
I just DCSF is going to be knocking on the door. I helped by cleaning Maggie.
You're like so proud of yourself.
Maggie has a booster seat thing that the one will strap on a chair type booster seats. So you have a regular chair and you put this booster on and you strap it down with straps.
So you were really proud of yourself.
You were somewhere else and I was like, oh, well, it's dirty. I'll clean it. Well, I got the straps wet, so I'm like, I'll leave them hanging and dry. And then that night, Maggie sat in it and everything was fine. The next morning at work, I get a call. Yeah, your daughter just fell on her face.
And it wasn't funny.
And you weren't happy with
me. No, I wasn't.
And I love those calls at like 7:30 in the morning. I'm like, and I can't, because I can't do anything about it. And obviously I've screwed up, and it's just your chance to just dig me a hole.
I was so mad at you. And, you know, luckily she was not hurt.
Or maimed or disfigured or anything.
I mean, I don't know how she wasn't.
She may be a little slow when she gets into school, but she,
I was so mad at you. Poor baby. My poor
baby
girl.
Well, because then it dawned on me that, you know, she's buckled into this chair with the tray on it, and the whole chair goes over, so you're like a test dummy going, woo!
I think what helped her was that the tray was attached, so it, like, broke the fall, and so...
We need an airbag on her chair.
The poor baby. I couldn't believe it. I was so mad at you.
So, once I'm thinking of all these strange things that happen around our house, I've decided we ended a little internet searching and decided we need to be baseball people, maybe. Because there was a former pitcher, Phil somebody, injured his hand while shaking too hard. Wade Boggs hurt his back putting on cowboy boots. George Brett broke his toe running from the kitchen to see Bill Buckner hit on television.
The Rock last night on David Letterman, He had a foot
injury
because he, no, actually it wasn't a foot, his foot, it was his Achilles tendon. I can't talk, and I haven't even, people, I'm drinking lemon water.
Ooh. This is good. Here, Amy.
No, what? Listen to me. He had an injury as well, and it was one of these weird ones where he's filming a football movie, and he like jumped up to do something in acting, and he came down and just perfectly and snapped his Achilles tendon.
Wow, that's a great story.
That's
Thanks.
An injury. We're talking about injuries.
That is an injury. Thank you for participating. Terry Glavin broke a rib by throwing up airline food.
Look what I have to throw at you.
Ow! They're going to go down the... Ow, don't! They're going to go... She's throwing Legos at me. They're going to go down the... You know, this is why we're going to do a little podcast with us and me and the Bean. Because they get voicemails saying and emails saying, you guys are so sweet and you guys love each other. It's all so nice. All we get is, oh, we love your banter of how you complain at each other all the time. See? So we are going to do a real cast with them. And you know what? Other people broke things and crap. I have a quick news story that I had to bring up because gas prices are starting to go down. But Amy, there's an impending helium gas shortage.
Okay.
Did you know this?
No, what? Are the dirigibles or dirigibles or whatever going to be able to?
Bad news for people who cannot resist sucking on party balloons for the comic voiceover.
Oh, that's hydrogen.
Yeah, not hydrogen. Helium. Get your chemicals right, Kelly.
I think I need to have a beer.
You do.
I need some alcohol to clear the mind.
Helium suppliers report there could be a temporary shortage this fall. There are delays in getting helium plants online in Algeria and the Mid East.
Lucas,
is the Mid East in charge of every gas we know
of? What are we going to do when we go to Disney World? What about the Mickey balloons that we want to buy?
I guess I can't afford the helium anymore. I got plenty of gas to drive there. I just can't afford the helium.
So now that $10 balloon will cost us, what, $20?
God,
at Disney?
I don't know. You want to go with a $40 breakfast or whatever. I'm not doing a character crap meal.
We are too. We're going to do a breakfast.
No, we're not.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
If we do anything,
we do the breakfast because the dinner was a $100 nightmare.
You get booze, though, at the dinner.
Hey, let's talk about Disney.
I love his voice.
Hey, let's talk about Disney.
That's their daughter.
It's a daughter?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Or a 13-year-old son. 13-year-old boy sound like that. I was mistaken for my mother many a times when I was 13. But, Amy, we're going to do some quick news around the potosphere, and then we'll let these poor people go.
Okay.
Because we didn't have much...
Oh, let's get the notes out again.
We didn't have much feedback this week, but there was a lot going on. Well, first off, top of the news, don't download iTunes 7. There's a lot of freaking problems with it. Like jittery audio.
Did we do that?
I did. And I know better than
I did, too.
You did, 7.0? Oh, yeah, you'll probably have problems, too.
I did.
iTunes, well, they had the same problem with the 6. That's just, they don't...
I just updated my thing.
Well, I didn't update my iPod, but don't get iTunes 7 unless you really need
it.
No,
I didn't plug my iPod.
All it really does...
Don't worry.
Yeah, I never worry about you updating your iPod, Amy. All it really does is help Apple sell more crap, so don't worry about it.
Okay, next.
But we got a bunch of mentions this week. Borderline, of course, as we mentioned earlier, gave us props and 1,000,000 points. Actually, and then Danny upped it with 1,001,000 points, so outbid by Lynn. For what it's worth, give us mad props and played the Tyke Taser ad. Ads did barely from Barely Podcasting.
Good.
So Tyke Taser running amok out there.
Amok.
Sorry,
amok, amok, amok.
Well, then Daryl.
Holy crap.
He's in the Amucka Studios. So. And a new podcast, Jen, who has rumbled around the podosphere, much like Diane S., finally, they have their own podcast. Her and her husband have started a podcast called
Dinky Cast.
It's Dual Income, No Kids.
Well, that's good.
Or Double Income, as it's been told. So it's a Dinky Cast. But they say no kids yet. So.
Oh, the years of that.
They're not anti-kids. But once they listen to us, they may be. Most people listen to us are anti just everything. So
what?
I don't know.
No, they're not.
They love us because we're funny people.
You're anti.
For some reason, we got more listeners this week. I don't know why, but we're glad you came by. I'm sure you left by now because I've welcomed you way too late in the show.
Okay, now let's go on.
We spoke of me and the Bean earlier, and the Bean had a belly button ring in the early days, as did you, Amy. And guess what?
It got infected too.
Yeah, but she blames her pantyhose. I don't know what you blame yours on. Just a bad.
No, you...
Yours is in the wrong place.
Well, yeah, they didn't do it quite right. And it, you know, your belly button is right there, you know, right here. Right here.
Most people are aware what I mean.
See the buttons right there on the pants?
Not for guys, though. Guys are right low. See, nowadays it's probably not a problem.
Well, honey, why don't you go ahead and get one?
What they're saying is now you need...
Now they have the low riders, which fall down, so you're seeing all these girls' butt cracks everywhere.
See, Bing came up with the idea of low-rise pantyhose. Then you can wear it. You won't bother your belly button ring. I don't know. Just an idea.
Okay.
And here is the definition of irony. I am winning the extra points fantasy football league.
Which is quite funny.
I watched a little bit of football this weekend. Not near as much. I'm sure Steve did. But I am winning. I logged in, yesterday? No, Tuesday. And I was like, oh, Amy, holy crap. I'm winning. And I know nothing. Maybe it's dumb luck. It is luck. I don't know. I have 124 points. I'm not sure how I got these points, what they mean, how they got calculated, but I'm winning for now.
We're winning.
Are you participating? Are you helping me?
You don't need any help to do this.
No, I don't. I may just let it ride. I think I got the great team.
Let it ride.
Then we got a couple travels going on. We're going to meet Israelisms in Chicago in the beginning of October after the podcast expo. They're going to be up there. So I think, I know Joe and Lisa from Cheap Date are up there. Maybe they can meet us too. Are we going to drag the kids along with us?
I think we have to. I don't think we have any.
Well, I was hoping that they were going to visit people in the suburbs. No, their family's on Michigan Avenue.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't think we're going to stay on Michigan Avenue because we're going to Disney and we're going to be poor. So we're going to stay in the ghetto and then drive in, I think. I don't know. I haven't figured out how that's going to work. We'll see.
Let's call our friends and let's see if we can stay with them and then drive in.
On Michigan? Oh, no, because they're no close. They're not close. Might as well stay at home.
Well, we could go up maybe for the day.
Okay. We have soccer on Saturday, though.
Well, yeah. We're going to figure it out.
Welcome to Figuring Out Our Calendar podcast.
if you can help us with this dilemma.
Yeah, no kidding. And I'm going to be in Boston in the beginning of November, so Steve...
And I've never been to Boston in the fall.
If you've listened to VeggieTales. I will be in Boston in the fall, November 7th to the 10th or something. But
you need to, like, actually...
Steve and Maureen are up
like,
around...
Go around Boston.
I'm there for a conference, but I think...
Well, maybe you could, like...
Steve and Maureen are
close.
Take
a bus or something, or...
Extra Points is close. I don't know who else is close to Boston, but I will be there if you want to come see me. I'm staying, like, at a way overpriced hotel, so... And two more things. I shouldn't tell them that, then they know they run now because there's nothing left to listen to. Our good friend Mr. C, who also is going to help us plant plants, has started a podcast, a very political podcast, a very Republican podcast called... What's That Make Me? At whatsthatmakeme.blogspot.com. It's a little 5 to 10 minute little podcast, and he's going to record a new one Saturday after he comes over and plants our plants.
Well, that's exciting, because now you're telling them how we are planning our calendar. He'll be over Saturday after we plant plants, and then we will record.
Amy. Yeah, we needed that. Yata, yata, yata. And other than that, you know what? I wonder if you're still listening, which I'm sure everybody left a long time ago. We are wanting to redo. We did this once before, the Mega Mix intro.
We do?
We have the ones where, hi, this is so-and-so from this podcast. Hi, this is so-and-so from this podcast.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
So what I want you to do, if you have time, email us. It needs to be an email MP3 because I demand the highest quality, of course. And I have some of your intros already. But just say, hi, this is so-and-so from such-and-such podcast. I'm going for the Guinness Book of World Records longest podcast intro promo guess, whatever. You understand? You're looking at me like I'm completely an idiot, which I know I am, but you don't have to look at me that way.
I don't have to look at you, actually.
Okay, Amy. Well, with that loving note... I think we're about done, aren't we?
Yes. Okay. But I'm tired.
You are tired. Look at you. You're like all hunchback at Notre Dame.
Went to bed at 11 and was up by 5:15 or 5:30.
You threatened to make me podcast by myself even, which is like a catastrophe. We can't have that. So, well, thank you for joining us, kids. Be sure and check us out at redboy.com. You want to try to email? RedBoyPodcast.com. Email redboy@redboypodcast.com. Voicemail 206-888-GEEK. If you want to vote for us, go ahead. We're around the podosphere. Vote, don't vote. That's okay. We're secure in our podosphere hood, whatever you want to call it. Amy's just over there swaying back and forth. Amy, everything else to tell our friends out there?
No.
No?
I'm tired. I'm hoping to get more rest.
You know what?
I can't wait to go to bed.
I was going to leave him with Yata, the full version, but I don't think I want to put him through 4 minutes of that sheer hell, so we'll just do this instead. Good night, kids.
Who has the show you need the most? Charming host is a congenial host. What do you do when you know someone that talks too much, goes on and on? Just give up, give him a microphone. His name is Red Boy. He's got a podcast, but it's absolute name and making you laugh. You say you don't know him, the numbers don't lie.
That's it for tonight. I'm here with. I love you, baby.
I love you.
All right. We'll see you next year, kids. Next week, kids. Until then, peace and love. We be outie.
Funny people.